The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercy never comes to an end. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. They are new every morning, new every morning. They are new every morning, new every morning. They are new every morning, new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many manifold blessings. We thank you for allowing us to see a brand new day. Thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies that are new every single morning. Thank you for being a consistent and a faithful God, that your mercies are new every single morning, and your love never fails and never runs out and never gives up on us on every single day. Every single day that you allow us to rise is a day of purpose, is a day of plans, is a day that you know the thoughts that you think towards us, the plans that you have for us, to give us an expected end, God, and a hope, oh God, for the upcoming future. God, I want to say thank you for being such an awesome God, that you always know our ending from our beginning, And so when we look to you, when we seek you early while you may yet be found, Lord, you know the steps that we should take. You know the direction that you have and the plans that you have for us. And if we seek your face, Lord, you'll give us everything that we need and more to be victorious and to be successful on every single day that comes our way. I'm reminded even now that Bishop Moody sings, I will never let a day go by without praising you. I'll never let a day go by without thanking you. God, that spirit of that worship and that praise, God, rings up in my soul, Lord, because you never let a day go by without blessing us. You never let a day go by without breathing life into us. Lord, every single day that you bless us to see, God, you bless us bountifully, God. You bless us overwhelmingly, Lord. You weigh us down with blessings that we don't even have enough room to receive it. But, God, you bless us with the use and activity of our limbs. You bless us with the ability to have our right minds. You give us a reasonable portion of health and strength, God, and those are just the basics. But, Lord, you open up doors that are closed. You, God, you defeat the enemy. You fight our battles each and every day, God. You tell us that no weapon formed against us shall be able to prosper. And you tell us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Lord, those are blessings that we can walk in and we can trust in and we can believe in every single day that we are in the land of the living. God, as long as there is breath in our lungs, you still have purpose and plans for us. Oh, God, as long as there's breath in our lungs and we're still breathing, God, you still have things that you need for us to do, Lord. As long as we still have breath in our lungs and we're breathing, Lord, oh, God, there's still work that you have for us to do because we're here for a purpose. We're here for a plan. We're here for your will to be done and for our wills to line up with your will. So we thank you for your mercy, God, that you extend to us on each and every single day. Yes, they are new every single morning. I believe it was Jeremiah, yes. He said, this I recall to my mind. Therefore, I have hope. It's because of the Lord's mercies that I have not been consumed. And, Lord, that is my cry this morning. I recall to my mind, God, that's the reason why I can have hope. Every morning that I rise to get up to pray, every morning that I get up to rise to give you thanks, every morning that I rise to give you glory, Lord, is because I'm remembering, Lord, that if it had not been for you on my side throughout the night, Lord, I would not be here. Oh, God, if it had not been for you on my side as I made it through the day before, I would not be here. Or if it had not been for you on my side as you kept me throughout the week prior, Lord, I would not be here today. So every morning I recall to my mind the good things that you have done. And when I think about the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out hallelujah. And it causes me to worship you. It causes me to praise you. It leads me into adoration and worship for you. Because, Lord, you continue to do such great and mighty things. And as I continue to praise you and as I continue to magnify you, I can't help but to recall again the many wonderful things that you keep doing for me as you keep on blessing me, Lord, over and over and over again. And so it leads me to recall the great things that you have done. And then it continues to be a cycle, God, of thinking of your goodness and praising you for your goodness and then praising you for your goodness and then thinking about your goodness. And it keeps over and over again. So I recall even right now of how you made ways out of no way. I recall to my mind even now, Lord, how you open up so many doors. I recall to my mind, God, that you protected me from danger seen and unseen. When I should have killed myself, Lord. When I should not even be here, Lord. When I should have been in an accident here, God. Or when I should have been killed at this fight here and there, God. I recall to my mind, God, how you had mercy upon me every single day, God. And I'm grateful, Lord, today. I'm grateful, Lord, that the foolishness, God, did not kill my destiny, Lord. I'm grateful, oh God, today that my destitute spirit, God, did not deny me access to the promises that you have for me, God. I want to say thank you, Lord, today because you know your thoughts that you have towards me. And God, your thoughts are way above my thoughts. Your ways are far above my ways. And I'm glad you know what you are doing because I admit, God, I have not always known the best things to do. And I'm thankful today that I'm not God. I'm thankful today that you alone are God. And so you alone are worthy. Hallelujah. You alone are worthy of the praise. Glory to your name. You alone are worthy to be adored and to be lifted up. And so we bless your name this morning. Thank you for another opportunity to say yes to your will and to say yes to your way, God. Thank you for another chance, oh God, to remember, oh God, what you have spoken into our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. I bind the devil on every hand in the mighty name of Jesus. He is a lying wonder, and he only comes to steal, kill, and to destroy. But as we take time to pray, Lord, help us to recall the great and wonderful things that you have spoken into our lives in the name of Jesus. Because if we can remember what you have promised us, God, it will fuel hope, it will fuel courage, it will deny fear, God, and help us to continue to press towards you in the mighty name of Jesus. Help us to recall your promises, God, even now, Lord. Because you have promised, you have spoken life into us. You have promised us an expected end. The things that we're going through, God, they sometimes cause us to doubt what you have spoken into our lives. Lord, I see greater in my future. Oh, God, I see greater in my future. Greater is ahead of me because you have spoken greatness into me, Lord. And not only have you spoken greatness into me, Lord, you've spoken greatness into my ministry. You've spoken greatness into those that will be under me, God. You've spoken greatness into the things that I will put my hands to do. And, Lord, it's not here yet. Oh, God, my breakthrough is not here yet. Oh, God, the things that you have in store for me for this season of my life is not here yet, God. But I continue to hold on to you. I'll continue to trust in you because your track record has been sure. The things that you have done over and over again, Lord, reassure me that you're going to continue to do them over and over again in my life. So the only thing that I have to do is be of good courage and fear not, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. So help us to read. Reminded, God, that you have not given us the spirit of fear, but you've given us the spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. That means I have the power to walk right. I have the power to talk right. I have the power to act right in the mighty name of Jesus. I've been given the power, oh God, to speak over those serpents, God. Oh God, to speak over things in my life, Lord, and declare the promises of God in my life, Lord. I don't have to allow the enemy to come in and cause me confusion. I don't have to allow the enemy to come in and try to distort your word, but I can stand upon the promise of God because you have given me that power of God in my tongue to speak life and not death. And so I speak over my life. I speak over my family. I speak over my job. I speak over my finances. I speak over my relationships. I speak over my wife. I speak over my family right now in the name of Jesus. And then you give me the spirit of love. That I can love those that don't look like me. That I can love those that don't act right. That I can love those who persecute me and spitefully use me and do all manner of evil against me. But for your name's sake, Lord, I can love them anyway, Lord, just as you have loved me. And then not only that, you've given me a spirit of a sound mind. When I should have lost my mind, hallelujah, I have not lost my mind, Lord, because you keep me in perfect peace. As long as my mind is stayed on you, and I want to say thank you, God. So even when I walk through the valleys of the shadow of death, God, I don't have to fear no evil because you are with me, God. That gives me peace of mind, God, that no matter what the enemy may try to throw my way, you will prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies, God. And then not only that, you anoint my head with oil and you allow my cup to run over, God. Let your goodness and mercy, oh God, follow me all the days of my heart, God, so I can dwell in your presence, so I can dwell in the midst of you, so that your spirit can abide in me, God, and come along and have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. That's the confidence that I have, Lord, this morning in you, that I can speak, oh God, your word, that I can even speak, oh God, your promises, that I can speak, God, your power and manifest it in my life because you are an awesome God. And my trust is in you this morning. My trust is not in man because man fails. My trust is not in myself because I even fail myself. But my trust this morning is in the God of my salvation, the one who sits high, the one who looks low, the one who never fails, the one who always comes through, the one whose mercy is new every single morning, because great is his faithfulness unto me day by day, hour by hour, minute by minute, second by second. You alone are worthy. You alone are God, and you alone are worthy of the praise. And so we adore you, God, today. Remind us of what you've spoken into our lives, Lord. Remind us, what did God say? And as we remember, God, help us to walk stronger and bolder in you, because your promises are yea and amen. If you said it, it's going to happen. If you have spoken it, Lord, it won't return back unto you void, but it shall accomplish what it set forth for it to accomplish. The enemy is already defeated. His weapons won't win. He can foil them, but they won't prosper. I am the victor already. I am the head and not the tail. I am the lender and not the borrower. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror through Christ Jesus. I am victorious. Oh, God, I am the one that you have promises to. And so I walk in that anointing. I walk in that victory. And it's not just in my church, but it's in my life. It's in our lives. It's on our jobs. It's in our families, in our homes, in our communities, in our bodies, Lord. We can walk in that victory because you have spoken it into our lives. Help us not to think, God, that we can speak those things that are not as though they were, because that's not the power that you've given us. But that power lies solely in your hands. But we can rest upon the promises that you've already spoken, and we can rest upon the promises that you will speak into our lives. Because, God, you're the only one that can turn something out of nothing. And we thank you, Lord, today. Oh, God, turn my doubt into faith, oh, Lord, today. Turn my fear into courage, Lord, today. Turn my weakness into strength, Lord, today, because you are the only one that can do it. Lord, before I end, I want to call out a couple of names. Baby Noel Court, we're still looking for you to continue to work the miracle that you're working in that baby's life. Continue to strengthen her. Let the surgery, oh Lord, that they're preparing for her be successful. Do it for your glory, Lord. We pray for baby Bella. I believe that's her name. Baby Bella, Lord, Sister Camille's goddaughter, who was born 3 months premature, Lord, only weighed 1 pound, I believe. But, Lord, if you allowed that baby to come out at that time, that was the appointed place and the appointed time that she had scheduled, or that you had scheduled to meet her. So, God, touch that baby's body right now. Let the physician do all that they've been given, the knowledge to be able to do to help and breathe life into that baby and to give that baby good health and to strengthen her right now, God, and encourage that family right now that it's not over until you say that it's over. And, Lord, you have not said so, Lord, so we walk in the faith, oh God, that you are in control and that you are know, that you know what you are doing. And then for those that are sick among us, I pray for healing, oh God, for strength for those, our children that are going back to school. I pray for protection, God, right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for Charlottesville. And not only do I pray for Charlottesville, Lord, but I pray for America, because America has sinned. We as a nation have turned our backs on you, and now we are walking in a state of apostasy. But Lord, I ask that you remember that there is a remnant here that still seeks your face. There is a remnant here that is still doing your will. So hear our prayers and hear our cries as we pray for mercy for our nation, Lord. Have mercy upon us and let your will be done. We trust you. We believe you. We shall not fear, because it's still in your hands. We're going to walk by faith and not by sight. So bless us today. Have your way in us, oh God, today. Move by your power. Move by your might. Move by your spirit. Fall afresh on us even now. Fill our cups so that we will have victory on this day. Let flesh not get any of your glory. Help us to put flesh under subjection, and we'll give you the glory and all the honor and all the praise. It's in the mighty and matchless name of Jesus we pray this morning. We say, thank God, amen and amen.